our founding fathers said that all people are created equal and have been endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights, including the right to life. But 50 years of abortion rights in America have undermined that right. Thankfully, many active pro-life groups are beginning to make a big difference in this arena. I shouldn't say beginning, because they've been doing it for years, but here's some new good news that we hear from the group Human Coalition. They write, quote, Human Coalition is a leading pro-life organization committed to making abortion unthinkable and unnecessary. They celebrated the milestone of 35,000 preborn children rescued from abortion since the organization's founding in 2009. The weight of this number becomes more clear when you realize that 35,000 children is enough to fill a typical Major League Baseball stadium to capacity, end quote. Claire Ash is the senior policy analyst for Human Coalition, and she joins us now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and let's welcome Claire. Claire, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Jerry.
Before we get into the main subject here, what's the difference between the word preborn and unborn?
So it really just depends on who you ask. But at Human Coalition, we use the word preborn to just stress the dignity of every human person, that we believe it does not matter what stage of life you're in, that we are all human beings endowed with rights from our Creator and made as image bearers of God. So at Human Coalition, we like to use the word preborn to just show that we are all human beings, just at different stages.
All right. Now, we know that ever since Roe v. Wade was overturned, and that was in 2022 with the Dobbs decision, one would have thought, oh, problem solved, let's move on to the next issue. But that's not the case at all, is it?
No, and that is something that is so important for pro-life individuals to understand, is that while overturning Roe v. Wade was very, very important and was a great success and huge win, it did not end abortion. And what we're seeing at Human Coalition and other groups are seeing across the country is, with this kind of unregulated wild west of unregulated access to mifepristone, moms are able to order the chemical abortion pill at unprecedented levels and like nothing we've ever seen. So while there is no longer a constitutional right to abortion and each state gets to set their own kind of legislation, there is a very, very big problem with the chemical abortion pills flooding into red states, even when they have great life-saving pro-life laws on the books.
All right. And tell us about this milestone of 35,000 preborn babies saved.
Yes. So we are very excited at Human Coalition to announce our 35,000 babies saved. And what we're really trying to do is go head to head with Planned Parenthood. And we are an organization that is offering holistic services for moms that are life affirming. So when a mom's online and she's Googling, where do I get an abortion? How do I get the chemical abortion pill? Just like Planned Parenthood is running targeted digital ads to these moms, so are we. So she has the opportunity to click on that ad, hop on the phone with one of our nurses, and then our nurse is going to do a client intake and figure out what is going on in this mom's life that she doesn't feel prepared to be a parent. And then we walk with her for the duration of the pregnancy and as long as she needs afterwards. And so what's really important about the work that Human Coalition is doing is that we are saving babies by serving moms. So that 35,000 number doesn't just represent a child that was born, but represents a mom that got the care and support that she needed.
And a lot of this work is actually just basically done online. It's done through, computer chit-chats and so forth.
Yes. So one of our main models of care is telecare. We do have Human Coalition branded brick and mortar clinics and partner clinics that we work with. But our main thing is being able to be online and be that phone call away, be that text away, because what a lot of our moms are facing is just not having someone to talk to about, I'm feeling a little dizzy, do you think I should go in to see my OB? And just having that personal interaction is what's so important.
Okay, your president, Jeff Bradford, said, quote, to create a culture that doesn't think of abortion as the default option for unexpected pregnancies, we must help mothers overcome their circumstances. You want to elaborate further on that?
Yeah, and that is one of the really unique things that we're doing is figuring out what are these circumstances and how can we help. So is there an issue with a job? Is there an issue with relationships? We have social workers and nurses, just people that are really willing and ready to walk with these moms and get her to a place of stability in her life. Because something, Jerry, not a lot of people realize is that when a mom gets an abortion, it's usually not just one abortion. She may get one, two, three. What we're looking to do is put a stop to all of that and get this mom to a place in her life where she feels empowered and capable and is stable so that she can choose life for her child and not be back in that same bad position again.
You know, since you mentioned the mothers, I think it ought to be pointed out that some people have abortions and don't expect that they're going to feel bad about it. And the reality is, in some cases, it's so devastating. It's like a traumatic event in their lives.
Yes, and that is something that we see over and over again. And what the abortion industry is honestly lying to moms and telling them that this is will make your pregnancy go away, that this is a quick and easy solution. But you see over and over again the lasting impact that these moms face from aborting their children.
I want you to talk further about that, because that is an area where some of these women that are post-abortive, they really need strong ministry.
Yes, that is very much the case. And one of our biggest concerns with this unregulated chemical abortion pill is so many moms are thinking that they can just take it and it's going to be like a heavy period and that's it. But we're seeing over and over again, that's not what's happening. And I know this past week, another group, Ethics and Public Policy Center, they had put out a report saying when looking at the data, it is adverse effects for moms. They're thinking are about 1 in 10 women have severe adverse effects from taking this pill. But now they're finding that the even more significant is there used to be an in-person dispensing requirement. So in order to get the chemical pill, you had to see a doctor, you had to receive medical care. But during the Biden administration, under the guise of COVID, they removed that in-person requirement. So now you can get the pills online without verifying anything. And they have seen a 13% jump in severe adverse effects by no longer requiring that in-person visit.
But abortion has negative impact, even whether it's done, you know, in the, you know, through the old fashioned way, you know, like a surgical abortion, versus, you know, the chemical version. The chemical version, by the way, for those not familiar with it, I understand that's now the majority of abortions, but I'd like you to elaborate further on that.
Yes. So right now, there are estimates it's upwards of 70% of abortions are taking place with this pill that you can order in the mail. And that is why at Human Coalition, what we're doing is so important. You know, I tell people a lot, Jerry, that sidewalk counseling is a very important ministry. And so that's when you have advocates that are outside of abortion clinics giving moms the life-affirming resources that they need. But what we're finding is with more and more moms getting these pills online, that is kind of Human Coalition specialty, is that we also need to be online, being able to intervene there.
Okay, and when you have a situation, you know, I've brought this up before, but I'd like you to just elaborate further. When you have a situation where somebody, you know, unexpectedly ends up feeling terrible about having had the abortion and so forth, and then there's nothing they can do to undo it, what happens then?
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say something I would love to flag for your viewers is that there is something called the abortion pill reversal. So getting the chemical abortion pill, it is a two-step process. You take one pill, and then the next day you take a second. And it is possible to reverse these chemicals if you catch it soon enough. It is not guaranteed. I think the rates of the baby surviving are around 60%, but it is still a chance. So if you have taken that first pill and you're immediately regretting your decision or you were coerced into doing it, you can go to abortionpillreversal.com and they can help you with that.
You know, you mentioned the word coerced. I've read different studies where it said something to the effect that basically two-thirds of all abortions, the women choosing to have an abortion felt that they were forced to do so.
Yes, I believe it's the Charlotte Lozier Institute has said it's somewhere around 70% of moms are coerced into an abortion. And a lot of that is coming from partners, it's coming from parents. And so that's why it is so important for pro-lifers and pro-life advocates to be there to tell the mom that she can do this and that they will help her get the support that she needs.
Okay, what would you say to the critics of the pro-life movement who say essentially that, okay, all you want to do is make sure that the baby's got, you know, gets born. After that, you know, hey, mother, you're on your own.
I mean, I see people on the internet say that. I will tell you that, Jerry. But I find that in person, it's tough for people to say that because I do not know a single pro-lifer who isn't there willing to walk with these moms and get them to a place of stability. And I think we're just seeing, especially after the overturn of Roe versus Wade, an explosion in the resources and support from pregnancy resource centers. I think there's over 3,000 pregnancy resource centers in America. I think it's like 8 to 1 pregnancy resource centers compared to Planned Parenthoods. And so these are the organizations that are really out there and giving the true support. Telling a mom that, you know, we'll help you get an abortion, that's not helping her. All that is offering her is the death of her child. And pregnancy resource centers are the ones that are doing the work to actually get her the support that she needs.
Comment on funding. That is to say, what you all do is basically through charity and, you know, donations and so forth. But what Planned Parenthood and the abortion clinics do is for the profit. Is there any money to be made in abortions?
There is a lot of money to be made in abortions. And I don't know if you've seen recently, but so Planned Parenthood, they were defunded in the last federal funding bill. And so now that they don't have their money to perform abortions, I think they started shifting to Botox and different cosmetic procedures, but really just showing that...
Some transgender stuff as well.
Oh, yes, transgender stuff as well. But thankfully, that was another avenue of their funding that was cut by the federal government. But so now they're trying to subsidize those transgender drugs and abortions by doing Botox and cosmetic work. But it is just heartbreaking, the scale of deaths, and there's so much that we need to do as a pro-life movement to kind of show moms that there's another way and that they can choose life.
Claire, why is it that when I see different studies about the American people in general, you see that the majority of Americans want to make sure that abortion's available, even if they don't agree with abortions? They're basically, you know, yeah, you know, if it has to be legal, make it legal. I don't like it, but it should still be legal. What are your thoughts on that?
I think one of the biggest things we are facing is misinformation and flat-out lies from the left on abortion when it comes to these ballot initiatives. So right now I live in the state of Virginia, and we are going to have on our ballot this fall a constitutional amendment to enshrine abortion access as a right in our Constitution. Now, overwhelmingly, people do not want. I think it's only maybe 30% of people want abortion, no restrictions, completely let it go on forever. But the problem is the amount of money that big abortion will spend on this ballot amendment to peddle lies. It's just crazy. They will tell people that if abortion is not a constitutional right, then women can't get miscarriage care. So if you hear something like that, obviously you're going to say, yes, I want women to get miscarriage care. So I guess we need to have abortion as a right. But that is not the truth. Every single state with a pro-life law allows for treatment of miscarriage. But these are the kinds of things that they will put on mailers and they'll put out in the media. And it will instinctively make people think they need abortion when the reality is they do not.
All right, Claire Ash, thank you so much. HumanCoalition.org, and congratulations. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.